Hachette Audio presents The Panther, written by Nelson DeMille, read by Scott Brick. To the memory of Joan Dillingham, who maintained her Viking spirit throughout her beautiful life. Part 1. Merib, Yemen. Chapter 1. A man wearing the white robes of a Bedouin, Boulous ibn al-Darwish by name, known also by his al-Qaeda nom de guerre as al-Numer, the Panther, stood to the side of the Belgian tour group. The Belgians had arrived in a minibus from Sana'a, 4 men and 5 women, with their Yemeni driver and their Yemeni tour guide, a man named Wasim al-Rahib. The driver had stayed in the air-conditioned minibus, out of the hot August sun. The tour guide, Wasim, spoke no French, but his English was good, and one of the Belgians, Annette, a girl of about 16, also spoke English and was able to translate into French for her compatriots. Wasim said to his group, "This is the famous Baran Temple, also known as Ashbilkis, the throne of the Queen of Sheba." Annette translated, and the tour group nodded and began taking pictures. Al-Numer, the Panther, scanned the ruins of the temple complex. Over an acre of brown sandstone walls, towering square columns and open courtyards, baking in the desert sun. American and European archaeologists had spent many years and much money uncovering and restoring these pagan ruins. And then they had left because of tribal suspicion, and more recently, Al-Qaeda.